Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Coming soon to RanchChannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land equipment products and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@RanchChannel.com.
Ellings & Angus presents the Real World Genetic Sale, and this one is massive! 1,240 head. Here's the lineup. 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 47 bred heifers straight from the very top of the Ellings & program, and over 750 head of commercial open and bred heifers, and a fancy set of three-year-old cows. February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota. Head to RanchChannel.com and EllingsandAngus.com. Ellings & Angus, Real World Genetic Sale.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beckonize your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
I find it interesting that on Monday was Groundhog's Day, right?
Yep.
And today is National Weather Person's Day. Be nice, because I know every one of you, we talked about Facebook yesterday, and I know that every person that's on Facebook, probably, pretty good chance, you follow your local meteorologist.
Yes.
Or some weather reporting team.
And I gotta say, they sometimes, people, you know, they come down hard on the weather person at times. I will say, I feel bad for the weatherman.
I do. And we
or
have,
the weather girl
exactly,
or gal.
Exactly. And we have had many times on the Ben Show, we've had KX News chief meteorologist Kenny Miller on talking about different weather aspects and things like that. And he always ends everything like, don't come on Facebook and start laying into me because of this model, and that model was saying 1 to 2 inches of snow, and we got an inch and a quarter, and it wasn't two or something.
And especially after coming through all of the Arctic blasts and all the weather we've had the last two weeks. I mean, let's be real. The United States has had some severe winter weather that they've never seen in their generation.
And this weekend, there could be potential winter storms over on the east as well.
Yes.
So, no, I'm not a meteorologist. I've never been one. I have no desire to be one. But I'm just saying, be nice to them, at least for today, because it is National Weather Person's Day.